Children are a kind of pain, aren't they? Especially when they're so young. They're needy, and they're noisy. They can't feed themselves, they can't clean themselves, they can't dress themselves. Kids are a pain. you've seen, or maybe you've been, a parent of such, and you know what that's like. You can spot them a mile away. They're sleep-deprived. They've got ERP stains, you know, right here. They're always carrying around diaper bags and stuff like that. And it really doesn't get much better as they age. They get into elementary school, for instance, and then the parents start that transference game. You've watched it play out. They mistake their own esteem and their own status, their own achievements, with that of their kids. They want to work things in such a way to make sure that they get into that highly capable program. You know, kind of work the system so that my kid ends up in the highest reading group. Kids are a pain. They make us do things we might not otherwise do. They make us forget ourselves. And then when they get on into middle school, well, then there's a whole new cocktail of hormones and developmental explosions. Their little bodies change and their interests change and their behavior changes. You see, when they're babies, well, they think you're smart. They think you're strong. They think you're cool. But it doesn't take long, and they're not sure they need you at all anymore. All of a sudden, they have iPhones and car keys. They have friends you don't know about. They take off for Ireland, a half a year away, to do a semester abroad. We have a little app on our phones, and I think it's called Life 360. And we have this understanding with each other that we'll keep the GPS on, because it's a way that anytime, anywhere, any place on the globe, we can see where one of us is. So we looked for Stephen the other night, and okay, he's in Ireland, and then you scoop in further, and then okay, he's in the city of Cork, and then you go a little bit further. Oh, wait a minute, he's not at the university, and you look a little bit closer, a little bit cursed. Pretty soon, the name of a pub comes up on the screen. Kids are a pain. They're annoying and demanding and expensive, and yet you know that if you were to ask someone about their experience of such things, they might tell you that was the most important thing they'd ever done. Not because it's easy, and not because it's simple. Kids are a pain, and maybe that's because God made it that way, because that's how life works, and that's how love works. We have kids in our midst, and that forces some reprioritization of things. We have little kiddos among us, and that forces some reorientation of the way that we do our thinking. We have some kids close, and well, that just forces that we reorganize ourselves and our stuff and our concerns and our comforts. Luke's narrative is fascinating. He picks up more of this theme, I think, than do the others. They protested when young parents showed up with babies and small children. And so Luke writes, people were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But of course, what does Jesus do? Just the opposite. He calls them over. Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, unless you become like one of these, you cannot enter the kingdom. Kids require us to make decisions, our own decisions and otherwise. They cause a kind of crisis in our intentions. They force us to this inevitable fork in the road. I mean, you could try to ignore them, but it's hard. A boy from Aleppo covered in blood and dust. A Muslim girl on a bus attacked by Taliban fighters just because she's a girl and for refusing to let them stop her from going to school. teenagers in a cafeteria in Marysville. Oh man, kids are a pain. Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Kids help us see. They help us act. Kids make us change. And kids help us let go of our need to control everything. The kingdom of God is an invitation to yield up our lives to something that is beyond ourselves. Bonhoeffer liked to say, remember that the Christian life is less about trying to avoid sin as much as it is about courageously and actively doing the will of God. Kids, we can't live with them and we can't live without them. You've been caught by a kid, right? Maybe they asked you a hard or awkward question. You've been caught by a kid, right? Maybe you were doing something and you didn't think anybody was watching. Or maybe you said something and then in public company that got repeated. I know a pastor who likes to say crying babies like good intentions should be carried out immediately. I don't believe that. Jesus would have us remember that children pull us out of ourselves. In them, we see and discover and understand again God's purpose in our communities. When we focus on the least, when we focus on the last, on the littlest, children, the vulnerable, the excluded, the difficult, the different. I don't know, you heard the story about the kid at Nordstrom's. He just stood there at the escalator, kind of staring at it. And he was there for a while, and sure enough, one of the floor managers from the store saw him and, well, became a little concerned, and this kid is just hypnotically transfixed on the escalator. So he just comes over and says, "Young man, can I help you?" "No, no, I'm just waiting for my gum to come back." You know? People were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. For truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Dan and Shannon, are you sure? Sean, are you sure? Kids are a pain. Amen.